It's Thursday, November 28th, and with your news at 3 p.m., I'm Leonard Witbien. At the Havana Primary School polling station in Windhoek, presiding officer Johanna Kativa confirmed there were no issues with ballot paper shortages, though managing voter order was challenging. In the Okongo constituency, community members largely supported Swapo Party's presidential candidate, Netumbonandi Ndaitwa. Preliminary results from the Enyana Combined School polling station showed she's leading. A total number of 516 votes were cast in the presidential and national assembly elections, with 5 presidential ballot papers and 4 National Assembly ballots being rejected or spoiled. Namibians headed to the polls yesterday, with many voters experiencing significant delays due to ballot shortages at several polling stations. Reports indicate that some individuals waited for hours to cast their votes, highlighting logistical challenges. Despite these setbacks, the turnaround demonstrated strong civic engagement as citizens exercised their democratic right to vote. We asked Nampol's Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuwinga how they experienced it from a security angle.
Yesterday was voting day. From security side, yes, we received here and there complaints, incidences, but small incidences, things that we could have, we could manage. Otherwise, we are happy that public members behaved in such a manner, except in those few isolated incidences. But otherwise, we are happy with the security aspect. Overall, it went well.
South Africa's social security agency, SASSA, will reintroduce facial recognition nationwide to combat fraud after Stellenbosch students exposed vulnerabilities in a social relief of distress grant. SASSA spokesperson Paseka Letsatsi confirmed to Newsroom Africa that an investigative report released yesterday on theft vulnerabilities has shown weaknesses in grant application processes.
We are left with no option but to implement the system. We are appealing to the society at large to understand that we are defending or protecting the money which belongs to the public. Hence, we have to implement the facial recognition system. We are not going to roll it out without engaging with the society at large.
The United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office says the death toll of humanitarian workers this year is the deadliest on record. To date, 282 aid workers have been killed globally this year in places such as Gaza and Sudan. The UN's Lisa Dalton says despite the very real dangers, humanitarian and UN personnel continue to stay and deliver and have provided life-saving support to more than 116 million people worldwide.
Gaza has become the most dangerous place on earth ever for aid workers, with over 330 humanitarian staff killed since October 7. Compliance with international law is not negotiable, and harm to aid workers is not inevitable. It is preventable, and it must end.
Here's your latest election results. Poll numbers at the ECD Center, Area 7 of Ngamingnus, show Swapo leading with 342 votes, Independent Patriots for Change with 273, and Affirmative Repositioning with 25 of the 697 votes counted. In the presidential poll, Swapo's Netumbonandi Ndaitwa is leading with 382 votes, IPC's Panduleni Itula with 283, and Popular Democratic Movement's McHenry Vanani has 10 of the 698 votes. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.